If you're an American citizen, you do not right now live in a true democracy. The American system is interesting when it comes to elections because, and this is why the DNC scares me a whole lot more than Trump. Basically, after the debate that happened 4 days ago had a question where that's an excellent question that asked the candidates, what do you think should happen if one of the candidates don't win the majority of delegates? Now, this might seem like a strange question because of the wording, but what that means is, what if a candidate gets 48% of delegates or 49% of delegates? Now, the second place might have like 20%, like twice as little, so there's a clear winner there. But the question was, what if they get below 50% of delegates? What should happen then? And every single candidate but Bernie Sanders said that super delegates should choose who the nominee is, not the voters. Here's what that means. Every single candidate for the Democratic Party on the debate stage, except for Bernie Sanders, said that an elite of 500 people should speak for the American voters and not the American voters themselves. 500 super delegates that we know are lobbied by different organizations and companies, instead of letting the vote of the people speak for who should be the nominee, those super delegates should step in and decide for the American public. The whole American election system is based on distrust. What I mean by that is, first of all, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but votes are not equal. Votes are not created equal. A vote, for example, in California, I believe, is worth a whole lot less than a vote for a state in the Midwest. A whole lot less. Because the delegates, when they were set up, were proportional approximately to the population of every state, but that's not the case anymore. So the US by default lives in this weird place where if you go and vote, your vote is not worth the same depending on where you are. It's not one person, one vote. It's you're voting for someone to represent you, for a delegate to represent you. And because of that, the value of your vote can be very high or very low. That's one. Two, the distrust comes from the fact that you're voting for someone to vote for you. Why? Why? Think about that for a second. You're voting for a delegate. A delegate that's then gonna vote for the person you want. Why not just, crazy idea, simply hold an election where you count the number of votes for a candidate without any delegates and then go with the person with the most votes? Because currently, and this is what happened in 2016, if you hold the majority, the popular vote, that doesn't mean you win the election. Why? Why? I understand that when the internet didn't exist, maybe you would want a group of elites. I don't necessarily agree with it, but the internet didn't exist. You couldn't access information that well. A group of delegates vote for the public. You vote for a delegate who then votes for you. That system doesn't make sense anymore. It does not. We live in the age of information. Why? There's no need for a middleman. And what this super delegate story, I don't know if I explained this correctly, but basically, if Bernie Sanders doesn't get 50% or more of the delegates, They might. I don't think they will do it because they will incite riots. But if he doesn't get 50% of the candidates, they might, the DNC might step in and bring the superdelegates to do the job. Meaning, bring a group of, I believe it's 500 people, to decide what person should be the nominee. Never mind that, like right in Nevada, Bernie got twice as many votes, or not, maybe not twice. Basically, Biden got 20% of delegates, and Bernie Sanders got 46%, 47%. Insane numbers. Why should we say that's not enough? You guys don't live in a true democracy, so I don't understand why people are so obsessed with China, with calling Bernie a socialist. People here have to choose between the medication they want and the medication they need. Like, people's first reflex when getting seriously hurt or knowing they have something wrong with them is not to call an ambulance because that's too expensive. You have to figure out what hospital, what doctor, what surgeon are in your insurance network to be able to not completely go bankrupt on one incident that might happen to you. I don't understand why people can just overlook that and just say that Medicare for all. No, that's who's gonna pay for that? Wait, you guys are already paying way too much or not paying for your Medicare because you can't afford to. And it all this got me thinking of the argument of like the first step to living in a society that where you see things being wrong is like to work on yourself. And I understand that argument and there's some truth to it, but it's also a load of bullshit. Because the gripes I have with the American system, election system, is it's, in my opinion, very undemocratic. And that's not something you can fix by working on yourself. That's something you can fix by changing the system. The DNC scares the fuck out of me. The Trump is, as much as I dislike Trump, as much as I really dislike what he stands for, he's loud and he's brash. But generally, he doesn't do much in the shadows. There's not much smoke and mirrors. It's all laid out. The DNC is willing to kill democracy in darkness. They fucked over Bernie, and yeah, they fucked over Bernie and in 2016 and used the excuse that they were a private company and could set up their own rules. Think about how insane that is. You're in charge of the US election, what's supposed to be a democratic process, and when held accountable, you just say you're a private company that can set up your own rules. How insane is that? This is just for me. I can't sleep. Because I can't, other than this, I can't figure out a way. I can't stay and not do anything. I just know. I just know there's something I'm going to. That's one step, like talking in a mic and broadcasting, even if no one listens to this, which no one will. Just broadcasting the idea out there is one thing, one step towards being able to change things in a way that I want. Meaning, I see a broken system. I see a system that's extremely unfair. I see injustice with Epstein, with the shady shit the DNC is involved in. And I want to do something about it. Maybe even just contribute to the ripple effect. This is one step to do it. I don't know what the others are. But talking to my phone, just knowing at least it's out there, is one way I can help find that. If something keeps you up at night, if you feel like you're suffocating, you're not doing what you need to do, just find that. Just try something. Try something scary and just do it. And then try something else, and something else, and something else. Ah, you beautiful bastards. Talk to you later.